Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready for more propaganda? Well, you're in the wrong place at the right time. Columbo Chronicles is for critical thinkers. Let's welcome the consumer advocate for justice. Here's the Rose, Rose Columbo.
Hi, everyone. It's the Rose, Rose Columbo right here for you. And we have some dynamic guests coming up for you in just a little bit.
Obamasaurus, the new book by Rose M. Colombo, is an updated version of a political satire that reflects the political roadmap of today's world. Written with an Orwellian twist, will humanity survive or suffer depopulation or extinction? Obamasaurus by Rose M. Colombo, available at Amazon.com.
The Justice Club is back on Colombo Chronicles Live Podcast. Join Rose Colombo at noon and find out what tips she will provide in a world of little justice.
That's right. There's very little justice in the world today, but you will get one thing. You will get a decision. Like it or not, you will get a decision by a stranger sitting on a black robe on the bench. So try to stay out of the system. That's the key. But today we are going to be talking about the problem that is on everybody's mind, and that is about food shortages, water shortages, and skyrocketing costs and inflation, and how we can help ourselves, because there's no one coming to rescue us from these out of control, out of touch elected officials and appointed officials who are not in reality and don't understand the pain and suffering that they are causing upon the average American. And especially those who lost their jobs and their businesses during those lockdowns, and all of the farmers who ended up having to sell their farmland and their food plants to China and Bill Gates after the lockdowns. And after they had to dump the milk, dump the eggs, and dump the meat, and lost so much money that they lost their income and their farms and had to sell them off. So this is where we're at in America. So we need to survive. People survived the Great Depression, and people survived the Spanish flu back in 1918 and so many others. So it is possible that humanity will survive, but we have to be proactive. And it's really important that we speak with people who have done extensive research and studied nutrition and grew up learning about nutrition and how to stay healthy and live long lives. And today we are going to welcome Barbara Cherith to our Columbo Chronicles division of authors and experts. And she's going to tell us her expertise on how we need to stay healthy during these difficult times, not only of food shortages, but also skyrocketing prices and GMOs on the fence there, whether or not that will happen, genetically engineered foods around the USA and the country that could cause more health problems. Also on part two, the Justice Club, we're going to welcome Bill Muckler. He's a returning guest. He's excellent on the issue of America, and his 2020, A Clear Vision for America, was a book he wrote and a call to action. And that's exactly what we need. And he will tell us his vision and how we can restore the pillars of our great republic. So this is a great show, and this is information you're going to want to hear, and you're going to maybe even want to take some notes. And just after this important message, we will return and enter into the world of authors and experts.
Howdy, folks. Just stopped in by my favorite restaurant, the Horseshoe Cafe. I highly recommend the home-cooked hot meals and piping hot coffee. In fact, it reminds me of my mom's home cooking when I was growing up. The customer service is excellent. Be sure to save room for the world's best desserts. Make sure you try a slice of fresh homemade pie. The Horseshoe Cafe is located at 154 East 4th Street in the heart of Benson, Arizona. The Horseshoe Cafe is right outside of Tombstone, Sierra Vista, and Tucson. Sometimes Patty and Mike stop by to welcome you. The staff at the Horseshoe Cafe looks forward to seeing you. Stop by to eat or relax. Cool down in the desert with a cold beer or your favorite cocktail. That's the Horseshoe Cafe. Oh, and don't tell anyone I told you, but some people think it's haunted. One thing is for sure. Be sure to bring your appetite.
Colombo Chronicles Live. Colombo is on their trail. Listen up at Colombo Chronicles Live.
Yes, and that's right. Be sure to bring your appetite to the Horseshoe Cafe. It is a landmark restaurant, and some people think it's haunted. Quite a restaurant that actually has the largest illuminated horseshoe on the ceiling in the entire world. It's something to see. So wake up, America. We are the Patriots. We're holding hands around the world. We're calling on worldwide patriots to become proactive, take back their countries, take back their freedom, liberty, and rights, and take back their food and nutritional food, natural foods, and stop this attack on our health and on our children and babies and pregnant women who need healthy foods in order to have healthy babies. So without babies and children, we have no future. That's the bottom line. No one thinks about that. And what do we need to be healthy? We need food and we need water. We can do without all the soda pops. We can do without all the juices, but we need water. So 70% of our body is made up of water. That's why we get thirst. That's how God created us. And we need oxygen to keep ourselves healthy, our organs, our brain, our heart, and our immune system. So wearing one, two, or three masks, especially in the summertime, in and out of doors, and a plastic shield, cuts off your natural oxygen supply so your body is not getting the oxygen that God created and is free for the world and never said, shut down your oxygen supply and do not use your nose and your mouth to breathe in and exhale, because that oxygen is the breath of life. Food, water, oxygen. So let's be proactive and let's take back our farms, take back our food, take it back from communist China and our food plants and from a private billionaire, because that is not what our farmland was intended to do, never has done. And we in America are the providers of the world's natural foods, the biggest suppliers of the world's natural foods. So we have to remember who we are, and we are the government. They are not the government in elected positions. We are the government. We elect them to do our will, but they are imposing their will on us because they are getting into bed with billionaires on Wall Street who are involved in this new world order that is actually the new world of disorder. And that's exactly what they've caused. So let's get started, because we have a dynamic guest on part one, Barbara Cherris. And she's going to share her intense study on the food industry, nutrition, her background, why she got interested in nutrition and studying healthy people. She didn't sit back and just listen and do what she was told by Big Pharma and the government. She actually took control of her own body and mind. So let's get started and welcome our very, very special guest, Barbara Cherris, who is going to inform us, educate us, and empower us on taking care of our own bodies and minds. Hi, Barbara. How are you today?
Yeah, Rose, thank you for asking me. I'm just doing great at 88, and I want to tell other people what I've learned from doing personal unpaid research for 61 years. I stopped depending upon anybody else back in 1961 when I opened my eyes to the fact that my son's doctor was literally hurting him, and this is what got me on a search, because I really trusted the doctor and thought he knew what he was doing until I started doing my own reading. And this is what I tell people to do. Do your own reading. Don't accept information from authorities that you trust, because they don't have your best interests at heart. And I had a very sick little boy, and I didn't realize that the doctor knew nothing about nutrition, because this is what caused his problem in the very beginning. And he told me how to feed the child, and the child kept getting sicker and sicker. And then he gave him the vaccines, which could have killed him. It's a miracle he survived. But I just wanted to tell you what I've learned about living in the last 61 years, because I am a product of the Great Depression, where there was no food for most people in the cities for years, and our whole family survived. There were three other children born during the Depression. We had no food, but it's a miracle we did survive. I believe people need to have more trust in their maker and stop worrying about food. I believe it will be provided to those who trust, because the wrong food literally causes health problems. So I suggest starting a little garden, planting more mature fruit trees. If you have a lawn, put in fruit trees and sprout foods in your own kitchen, instead of relying on foods that need processing and cooking. And this is what survival foods are all about. I've seen what they have, and they don't look very good to me. We don't know if the grid will fail, and people need to be self-sufficient and make sure they have water first and foremost. And a little of the right food is better than too much of the wrong food, because they noted during World War II, when there were food shortages, that people had healthier statistics. There was less illness. So cutting back, pulling in the belt, do you more good than worrying about food. Just get something that will be health-wise, because these survival foods that have a 25-year shelf life are not the foods you want to put in your stomach. And people really need to know that most of the information coming to them has been designed to sell them money, sell their products. Doctors, I just wanted to say, study sick people. This makes money. And it was started by John D. Rockefeller back in the early 1800s when he set up the AMA. He promised doctors that joined it that they would have higher incomes and prestige. But he didn't talk about anything about healthier people, and he wanted to promote his patented petroleum-based drugs. And so he wanted more sick people to put on drugs. And this is how he started it, and he wiped out every modality except petroleum-based drugs, allopathic medicine. So if doctors want to study nutrition, where would they go? They would have to do their personal research. And do they have the time to do this when they have to make a living and pay off their debts for med school? I doubt it.
Barbara, I had asked, even when I was younger, I would ask doctors about nutrition, you know, and they would say, well, we don't really study nutrition. I mean, I was like shocked. I must have asked three or four doctors over time, And each of them said, we don't study nutrition. And so they only prescribe prescription drugs. And they always seemed surprised that I even asked that question. And I was very curious about that because I don't take prescription drugs, thank God, never have. I always searched for natural things and believed in the power of God to heal me. And it seemed to work so far, thank God. Now, I'm very leery of people who get very wealthy on bonuses from big pharma who make big profits from selling expensive prescriptions, like and ordering protocols in the hospitals to use to change from a 100% safe and effective, known FDA licensed and approved products during a pandemic into a unknown prescription like remdesivir that has, if people would look up their the information, that has potential serious adverse side effects. And that is what the protocol at CDC and WHO, Dr. Fauci, issued into the hospitals across America. So what do you think about all of these prescription drugs for this and that? And I mean, there are so many prescription drugs, and people don't look up the potential serious side effects because their doctor recommended it.
As far as drugs go, they weren't designed for the human body. And if you do have any faith in prayer and you ask for guidance, they're not supposed to go into your body. The only thing that's supposed to go into your mouth is the right food, living a healthy lifestyle, and the doctors aren't going to make money by telling you to do that. There is a problem with the even the nutrition angle with the food. When I wanted to go back to school to study nutrition, and I was guided not to do it, then I found out why. The nutrition schools are supported by the food industry, and they give the students the information that they're going to teach in the future. So the information that's being taught has been provided by the food industry, and it's biased. So most of the standards that have created illness have been set by the food industries. For just one standard that I'm talking about would be sodium. Back 60 years ago, the standard for sodium, the RDA, was like 400 to 500 milligrams. Now it's up to 2,200 milligrams, and this is a killer standard. My father died from sodium, had a heart attack because his heart could not pump waterlogged blood because of his sodium-rich diet. So the standards are killing people. And we have to have a healthy diet, not drugs. And I don't believe in any drugs at all or vaccines, because what I've learned about vaccines and the ingredients that are in those vaccines, I have a lot of books on the subject. I bought my own library. I don't depend on other people to educate me. And I think this is what people have to do in order to learn. You cannot trust the experts.
Well, they call they call themselves the experts because they have a title and they got a degree, but they could have got a degree based on their C's and D's for all we know. And actually, or their parents paid for their degrees in the Ivy League universities. So it's not so much depending on them as we need to depend on ourselves and do our own research like you've done over the years. And many of us do research. You have extensive research and on nutrition. And so why don't you tell us why they are totally disregarding the Hippocratic Oath since 2019, when the pandemic broke out, the pre-planned
Definitely. they've disregarded it for a long time because what Hippocrates taught was using any kind of a drug or surgery as a last resort, and to use a healthy lifestyle and the right food first. This was what he taught. So what the doctors are doing today are getting further and further away from the Hippocratic Oath that they took, and what they're doing is causing illness, because the primary thing that they're not teaching in med school is human nutrition. And the only way to learn is by buying books yourself. And I started buying all kinds of books and experimenting with information to see the information. And I decided when I was 27 years old, I said, I don't want to die in the hospital being fed through a tube. And I said, I'll do anything. And then I learned that the way to health is by eliminating most of the information that people are receiving regarding food. So in order to get healthy, I eliminated a lot of foods from whole food groups from my own diet. And I found out that human beings are a species. They have the same food requirements as other species, and they shouldn't be eating primarily processed foods. And processed foods happen to have very little value, and they make money for the manufacturer, but they also make money for the medical field, because people get sick when they eat these foods.
Yes, because
this
processed
is what I've
foods
learned.
Are, yes, I agree with you. But processed foods have chemicals, and they're made from chemicals. And so now they're injecting people nonstop with so many, and babies, with so many chemicals, 18 jabs and six at a time. And, I mean, it's totally insane. Their little immune systems aren't even, didn't even have a chance to develop. And they're jabbing all these babies and children that don't even get sick. Most of them are pretty healthy when they're born and move on to be young people, young adults who are very healthy playing sports. And they are jabbing them with all these chemicals. And the senators and the Congress and the White House don't even care. They are encouraging it. And chemicals are not natural to the body. And so you're going to have, in many, many cases, a potential adverse side effect. And in this case, with the 2019, waiting for the 2021 rollout of more never-ending jabs for the world, which are money makers using people as human lab rats for their human case studies and for human commodities, for human capital, for their profitability, which they're earning. Actually, guess what they're earning? They're earning, since this rolled out now, $67 million a minute worldwide from these jabs. And they did not disclose, Barbara, the known direct potential serious adverse health effects that could be a permanent adverse effect on somebody who was healthy, including babies, children, and young people. And they are, it started out with one jab, and now it's a never-ending jab, and they have keep rolling out these variants and these pre-planned pandemics coming down the road, and fear-mongering, disgraceful. It is so disgraceful to see young people being injured. And they're calling it all coincidences. What do you think about that?
Well, I know it begins the first day of life in our country when they take the baby away from the mother. They give it a jab right in the heel or the foot. And it is for hepatitis B, which is for people that use these dirty needles. They're giving it to babies the first day of life. So the child is starting out with all kinds of toxic ingredients in its body, like aluminum and mercury, and there are loads of other ingredients. If people knew what was in these jabs, they would never permit them in their body, and they're doing it the first day of life. If you want to have a healthy child, don't permit this. Have your baby at home. I wrote a book back in 1979. It was a 300-page manuscript, how people could have their children at home if they simply changed their diets, and they would have easy labors. They wouldn't have to go to the hospital. And I had a lady that came to me. She listened, and she had her baby. It was a very healthy baby, first baby at home, and the child, she wouldn't give it any vaccines, a very healthy child. I'm just saying it starts out in the very beginning by thinking you're going to prevent illness by putting something into your bloodstream that is dangerous, that affects the brain. And since it has become really mandatory since the National Childhood Vaccine Injury Life in 1986, and they started mandatory vaccines in the school system, the children have gone downhill educational-wise because the aluminum and mercury and toxic materials in these vaccines have lowered the intelligence as well as their physical body. So I don't advocate vaccines, and I don't think our Creator wants them. And I ask for guidance in everything I do, and I know that they are deadly, and I have warned people for 60 years now not to go for these vaccines, that they don't do what people think they're doing. They go through 5 layers of skin. Our Creator made us with 5 layers to prevent the bloodstream from getting contaminated, and injecting material into the bloodstream which contaminates the blood does not make the child or human being healthier. It absolutely overwhelms the immune system and breaks it down. This is what I've learned.
Yes, and then the people die anyway, and eventually because they have so many chemicals in their body, and their body no longer is protected by God's immune system, natural immune system. And these doctors who are involved in this, because they get big bonuses for listing people as a COVID case or a COVID patient or putting them on ventilators, they get a layer of money, according to whistleblower doctors who are threatened by whistleblowing and telling the truth today to keep people healthy and aware and provide knowledge. So this big cover-up is already in the works, and they're calling everything a coincidence when somebody is jabbed, and or else they're covering it up and rewriting the information online and editing it out so that and then hiring these fact checkers to say we're all crazy and debunking it, and we're the ones providing this information. And it's just everything that's right is wrong, and everything that is wrong is right today. And the right thing to do is to listen to people such as Barbara Cherris, who has been doing this for decades, and he's healthy at her age and doesn't take all of these jabs and prescription drugs, but actually uses her common sense and her knowledge and seeks out knowledge. And that's what more people need to do, is seek out knowledge and pray and believe in God, my opinion. So, Barbara, what would you say was the important verse from the Bible that was addressing physicians?
What the Bible says, you know, I am not into any religion, but I do read the Bible, and it does have a lot of wisdom. And it says in the Bible, physician, heal thyself. Doctors don't live as long as the average man, so I question what they know. Actually, their average age of mortality is 72 years. And it also says in Hosea 4:6, a lot of people know the beginning, but they don't know the end. My people perish from lack of knowledge. But it goes on to say, because you have rejected knowledge, which is real knowledge, I will also reject you. And people have to be open to their inner feelings and know that their gut feelings are valid. They have to listen because they are being guided, but they think because they haven't gone to school for 12 years beyond or whatever the doctor has to go to get a degree, that he knows more than you do. And you have to trust your gut feeling and not go along with information that you know is not, you know, valid, like these drugs are anathema, they call them in the Bible, A-N-A-T-H-E-M-A-A, anathema. They are deadly to the human body, all of them. Vaccines, anathema. And you're not going along with the one who created you when you go along with people who are selling you expensive drugs. So you have to listen to your inner gut feeling and remove the stress. And drugs are all terrible stress. They break down the immune system. They don't enhance it. If I had known years and years ago in the beginning what was in these drugs, believe you me, I would, you know, particularly the vaccines, I would never have taken one of them or given my child one of them if I had simply known the ingredients, because it would be common sense to me not to inject aluminum or mercury or viruses into the child's body. And I would say, what good would they do? They're going to hurt the child, not, you know, not help them. They put virus toxins from animals, chicken cells, monkey cells, cocker spaniel kidney cells, animal DNA, monkey simian virus, formaldehyde, mercury thimerosal, diploid of different aborted fetal cells. They put all this junk into the vaccines, and people think if they only knew the truth, they wouldn't use them.
This well, the bottom line is that no doctor and no big pharma can guarantee that you as an individual are not going to have a reaction to a prescription, adverse reaction to a prescription drug or to a vaccine. There is no way they can predict that. And so it's, to me, it's like playing Russian roulette when you ingest a chemical-laden product or you are injected with one or more chemical-laden jabs without a sound mind, without being informed, and without a consent form, and without them being held liable for their products because they're a private corporation using human beings now as the product and the human lab rats, when they know that all the animals died after two jabs and then they went directly to human beings. I find that despicable, shameful, and God will have to deal with them because apparently they don't have a conscience and don't care about saving lives as much as they care about the almighty dollar, in my opinion. That is my opinion, not Barbara's, but mine. And so, Barbara, you have provided us a wealth of information. Will you promise to come back? Because I know you have more.
I would love to. Thank you so much for inviting me. I love sharing. You know, that was the name of my book, Sharing from the Heart. I love sharing, and I did 17 years free consultations in order to learn and to help people. And I learned a great deal from doing this, and I would love to share. Okay? Thank you so much, Rose.
Thank you, Barbara, for coming on Columbo Chronicles and sharing your love for humanity and your wise information. Have a great day. Bye-bye. And Barbara Cheris has left the building, and you can look her up online. Her last name is not Cheris, it's Cheris, C-H-A-R-I-S. So look her up because she's a wealth of information. And now we're going to enter into the world of the Justice Club. We have another dynamic guest for you today, and his name is Bill Muckler. That's M-U-C-K-L-E-R. He is the author of 2020, A Clear Vision for America. We're going to find out why in 2020 he had a clear vision of America, and we're going to find out why he has enthusiasm for this vision and how we can restore the pillars of our republic as soon as we come back from this very important message, because if you want to know what's happening to our country, you will want to get a copy and give it to your family and friends as well of Obamasaurus.
Obamasaurus, the new book by Rose M. Colombo, is an updated version of a political satire that reflects the political roadmap of today's world. Written with an Orwellian twist, will humanity survive or suffer depopulation or extinction? Obamasaurus by Rose M. Colombo, available at Amazon.com.
The Justice Club is back on Colombo Chronicles live podcast. Join Rose Colombo at noon and find out what tips she will provide in a world of little justice.
Colombo Chronicles Live. Colombo is on their trail. Listen up at Colombo Chronicles Live.
Hi, welcome back to Colombo Chronicles Live. We are entering into the world of justice. There is very little justice in the world, so don't be shocked when the only thing you get is a decision. Many, many times over. So how you deal with that decision is, of course, up to you. So let's go ahead and let's welcome a very dynamic guest. I'm excited to have Bill Muckler back on our show. It's been a long time. So let's welcome Bill Muckler. Hi, Bill. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Rose. It's so nice that you invited me back on. I'm really excited about this.
Oh, great. I'm excited, too. So let's get started because, Bill, I don't have a clear vision of America right now. And you wrote the book, 2020 Vision, A Clear Vision for America. Why did you write the book back in 2020?
Well, actually, I wrote the I started writing this book probably about 30 years ago, but I finally got it down into a manuscript, and I had to self-publish because no one would publish it for me, and that was in 2015. And the 2020 doesn't refer to the year 2020; it's actually 20/20. And throughout the book, I use the number 20 to show how we could improve on the items or the issues that the political establishment has imposed upon America. For example, everything that's happening in America today has really been imposed on us by the political establishment and the Washington bureaucracy. So in my book, I actually wrote 20 chapters, which is part of the 2020 thing. And I have a chapter on education, chapter on taxation, chapter on budgeting, chapter on term limits, immigration. And what I did is I looked at all these issues. And I thought, okay, what's the background of the issue? What's the history of it? And I did a from a business point of view, I did a cost-benefit analysis, and I did statistical analysis. Now, this might sound pretty technical, but I wrote it in dialogue form, so it's really pretty easy to read, and it's very common sense. And I came up with common sense solutions. For example, in taxation, right now, we're still in the Obama administration, except that Biden's the president now, supposedly. They want to tax corporations, and what I did is I proved that taxing corporations really harms the economy and it harms the country, because corporations don't pay taxes. They have large tax departments and tax attorneys to find loopholes on how not to pay taxes. And what taxes they do end up paying it's like corporations by their nature must pass that on to either the consumer in higher prices, or they have to take less profit, which means those of us who are relying on our 401ks and our IRAs, we lose money because the dividends go down or the stock prices go down, or the employees have to take less money, less raises, and or less benefits, et cetera. So my solution was, so the American companies, period. If we don't tax American companies, they will generate so much revenue that the economy will be so great that there will be no stopping us, and we'll have growth of 6 to 8% every quarter. What's happening to us now, the GDP rate is going down to lower than 2%, which it means we're in a recession now. The other thing I want to point out is many of us have invested over our lifetimes, and we found that by investing, we have to invest in the stock market and mutual funds or stocks or, or some kind of trust or whatever. When we do that, we then have to pay taxes on this when we go to retire. And that doesn't make any sense to me, because it seems to me like it's immoral to have to pay tax on investing in the economy of our own country. So if we invest in companies in our country, we end up getting taxed for it. We're penalized for that. That's immoral. And besides that, it takes money away out of the economy. So the money that's being taxed could be going back into the economy to further bolster the economy and make the economy grow and be more prosperous. And in fact, what we're doing by taxing individuals' capital gains and by taxing the corporations, that we're really harming the economy. And this is all political. The political establishment has imposed this upon us for their reasons of, it's not, how much money are we being taxed? What did they do with all the tax money they got from us?
Well, what do you think about the fact that now they're telling us that we need to protect our retirement because the government's coming after it? We need to protect our bank accounts because they're going to take our money and wipe us out. They're going to use digital money now, which creates, in my opinion, criminal syndicate organizations getting wealthier using digital money for money laundering, because there's no record of it in black and white and print, and neither will you have a record of your black and white account, and that means they could shut down your account at any time if they're controlling digital money through AI and whoever is controlling all of this, these internet links to your bank accounts and everything else. I find the internet to be a two-edged sword for good and for evil criminal activities that many people are involved in, to think that they could actually hijack your bank account, which if you were to go into a bank and steal somebody else's account, you would be arrested and go to prison. But they're actually planning on hijacking the world's wealth. So what do you think about that?
You're absolutely right about that. And I don't know what we can do to stop it, as long as we have the kind of politicians that we have in Washington, D.C. They're coming up with all these various schemes to, in a sense, take our money away from us, because what they're really trying to do is they're trying to get control over us. And if we don't have money, we have no control whatsoever if we don't have currency. And you're right about it, because anybody that has a computer can look at the computer and there's a key on there that says delete. And they can delete your bank account. They can delete all your information. They can do that anytime they wish. And the day may come where they'll want to do that. Hey, I wonder, you're previous guest was talking about doctors and how much knowledge they have, and maybe we know more than they do. And I just wanted to add, as I get older and I go to more and more doctors, I find out I know more than most of the doctors do. And I ask them questions they can't answer, and I come back and I sit down on my computer and I start researching things, and I can find, you know, maybe 5 or 10 websites and read all that information. And I actually am more knowledgeable than the doctors are. Now, the same thing applies to, and one of my favorite topics is lawyers. Lawyers, if we think they know a lot, they know two things. Lawyers know two things, Rose, and these are the two things they know. They know how to give speeches, and they know how to take your money away from you with donations. And so they're great at speech making, they're great at fundraising, as far as anything else is concerned. Forget common sense, because none of our laws have anything to do with common sense.
Hey, you're talking to the woman that wrote Fight Back Legal Abuse, How to Protect Yourself from Your Own Attorney.
Yes, I know. And by the way, speaking of writing, I hope everybody that's listening reads your book, Obamasaurus, because I just love that book. I read it, and I couldn't put it down. And it was written so cleverly, and the satire you used, and the names and everything, the way you created all that was just awesome. So I have to congratulate you on that. And I'm sure you're getting a lot of readers and everything. Now, there's something else.
Well, I want to thank you for that. I appreciate it, because it was really, there's an underlying message, as you know, in that book for the world. And also, I hope you will go back and do a review, because I would love to have your wonderful review on there as well. It touches my heart. So, Bill, I thank you for that. And
okay.
What were you going to say? Sorry.
I've written a sequel to my book called 2020, A Clear Vision for Our Future. And I wrote it in three parts. The first part is restoring our Constitution. So I have the entire Constitution in this book. I wrote it from an historical point of view, and all the 27 amendments, because most people don't even know how many amendments they are or what's in the amendments. And then part two is respecting our culture. And this is what got me in trouble with Amazon. And then the third part is reclaiming our country. And let me tell you where I really got in trouble, because the chapter titles for respecting our culture, the first one is the new abnormal. And that's a takeoff against the new normal that we're supposed to be living in, how everything should be. And then the second one is the abnormal Holy Trinity, where I talk about, it used to be, we believed in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Now we believe in me, myself, and I. That's the new abnormal Trinity. And then my third chapter, and I stole this from a Catholic priest, but I gave him full credit on it, and I put his entire quote in there, is Islam the enemy of humanity? And boy, you can't say anything about Islam, because you know that's favored in our school, as opposed to the next chapter, which is Christian Lives Matter, and nobody cares about Christian lives except you and me.
That did it for you right there. That did it for you right there, Bill. You can't miss
it. It did. And then the chapter 14 is American Lives Matter. So in the chapter Christian Lives Matter, I wrote part of it about the Ten Commandments, and I wrote about why the Ten Commandments are so important and how they work with our society and our Constitution. For example, thou shalt not murder is really a good thing. That's not a burden on society. And I explain that. So this is the only book that has the Constitution and the Ten Commandments all in the same book. And I've got some other things in there. the abortion thing has really been in the news lately. And in the book, I went back and I researched this whole thing, issue, and I really knew a lot about it before. But the abortion, the Planned Parenthood didn't start out as Planned Parenthood. It started out as the Negro Project. But they soon realized that was not a good name. That wasn't going to work very well. And this is all Margaret Sanger going back to like the 1910s and 1920s. And so the whole idea was they were such racists that they wanted to exterminate the Negro race. And so that was the birth of the Negro Project and eventually evolved into becoming Planned Parenthood, which was a much easier name to sell. And if anybody doesn't believe me, I've got it all in this book and I've got all research. I've got, you know, everything in there. It's all documented. So, and it's very
easy. It sounds fantastic. You know, let me tell you, as far as I'm concerned, you know, if you want to end abortions, you know, just use Nancy's old phrase, just say no, Nancy Reagan. Just say no if you're not protected.
Well,
that'll
yeah,
end the abortion problem.
Abortion,
but you know what? The crazy part about it, Bill, the crazy part about it, Bill, is that there's so many contraceptives out there that are either free or inexpensive. You can get them online. You can buy them anywhere, condoms, whatever, and other things that doc can do and stuff. And so there's so many different ways, if you don't want a baby, to, you know, stop, you know, to protect yourself and be a responsible person. And why should the rest of the world have to pay for everybody else's kids who, you know, are not responsible? And then we end up footing the bill for Planned Parenthood to actually use pregnant women and unborn babies or born babies as human commodities for human capital so they can buy a Lamborghini, and also for the abortionist doctors who are killing these babies and calling it legal and a woman's right. But what about the baby's right and the right to life under the Constitution and their Hippocratic Oath? And also, what about the fact that Judicial Watch got emails from FOIA through the government finally that actually prove that they're actually, the bottom line is, they're into organ harvesting while the government points the finger over at communist China and blames them as being inhumane when that's what the bottom line is, selling body parts of these innocent babies for billions of dollars.
And all this kind of is part of my chapter called The New Abnormal, because we're supposed to believe now that all of this behavior is normal, but it's not. It's everything that you said, you know, is it's really abnormal behavior that they're trying to convince us otherwise.
I call it pure evil.
Actually, a subtitle in that chapter in my new book is called Abortion. Evil or vile? V-I-L-E is a play on the word evil, you know. So which one is it?
Yeah.
Is it vile or is it evil? Or is it maybe both? And probably both. If you read the book, you'll find out how I think it is. Another thing
I
want to talk about is, we don't have a whole lot of time, is the Green New Deal. I was I had a typography company. And back in the late 60s and early 70s, I had a lot of clients that were advertising agencies. And one of these advertising agencies had a client that was a biology professor at Washington University in St. Louis, Missouri. And his name was Barry Commoner, Dr. Barry Commoner. And he wrote this newsletter, and they asked me if I would do the typography on it, and I did. And so as the owner of the company, I a lot of times I took work home and I proofread a lot of our work and everything like that. So I used to read this newsletter every month. And the idea of the newsletter was there's a coming ice age in 1975, and he started this around 1970. So in 5 years, we were going to have this ice age that was going to completely cover the planet and kill everybody. Dr. Barry Commoner, the person I'm talking about, is the father and founder of the Green New Deal, of global warming, of ice age, of climate change, man-made climate change and everything. So I was in on the ground floor of all this. Nice to read this stuff, Rose, and I thought, this is crazy stuff. You know, I can't believe that anybody would read this. And so and when 1975 came around and there was no ice age, they thought, oh, boy, we're in trouble now. So they kind of hunkered down for a little bit, and they came up with global warming. Now, when the seas haven't risen and the oceans haven't risen in the last 30 or 40 years, they thought, oh, maybe we better just say it's climate change, because that way we can get away with it from either point of view. You know, we can say, well, it's hot or it's cold or whatever, but it's all man-made. And the whole idea of it is it's just a complete hoax. It's just a way of controlling us, and I have that in my book as well, how they've done all this and how they're looking at it. So
that's fantastic. I can't wait to read it. You know, when you were talking about, you know, how they take conservatives off of Facebook and Twitter and, you know, debunk us as disinformation mm-hmm. when we're actually telling the truth, and it's information, not disinformation. Oh. But, you know, it's interesting because I found this copy of this picture of President Trump kissing the U.S. flag.
Hello? Mm-hmm.
Oh, and it says, your photo, I posted it on Facebook. And this was 2020. That's why I brought it up, because of your 2020, a clear vision for America. Mm-hmm. And now I get it. Seeing through your eyes, a clear vision, 2020 vision. It says, your photo was removed. This is President Trump kissing the flag, holding it, bracing it. We removed your photo because it goes against our community guidelines.
Yeah.
Based on our global community, and some audiences may be sensitive to different things. Oh, my God, that is so crazy.
I had to produce and have my books printed myself, so I self-published. But I had my books on Amazon, so they actually had the books on the shelves. And when they decided that my books didn't meet their community guidelines or they didn't meet their community standards, they sent me an email, because I'm both an Amazon buyer and an Amazon seller. So I've got the dashboard, I've got all the information, everything. But there's nobody to talk to at Amazon. You have to either email them or you talk on the chat lines. So what they did is they emailed me and said, we're sending our books back to you, but we're at no charge to you. We're paying the shipping and handling. So they sent my books back to me. And I have my own website, and it's 2020americabook.com. And my site is just as safe and secure and easy to use as Amazon's site is. People can go on and they order my books on there. I get an email that says so-and-so ordered a book, has all the shipping information. I take the books, I sign them for the people, I put them in envelopes, I have my own envelopes, I have my own fulfillment center, and I take them to the post office and I mail them. So I do it all myself. And the thing of it is, people love to get signed books, you know, and when you buy a book from Amazon.
I'm sorry, Bill, I'm out of time, but we'll have you back, and God bless you, and I can't wait to read your next book. And thank you so much for being on Colombo Chronicles.
Okay, thank you.
And Bill Muckler has left the building, and Rose Colombo has to leave the building as well. So I hope that all of you found today's show enlightening, empowering, educational, and entertaining. Here we go.
Obamasaurus, the new book by Rose M. Colombo, is an updated version of a political satire that reflects the political roadmap of today's world. Written with an Orwellian twist, will humanity survive or suffer depopulation or extinction? Obamasaurus by Rose M. Colombo, available at Amazon.com.
That's right. Available at Amazon and Kindle and in paperback.
Well, my friends, time flies. And now is the time to say goodbye. Thanks so much for being part of the Columbo Chronicles family. You are appreciated. Please do it now. Bookmark. Push that like, share, and follow button. Oh, and don't forget to comment below and stay in touch. Make your family part of the Columbo family. Until next Wednesday at noon, remember, God loves you, and so does the Rose.